Welcome to the NewsRamp Religion and Spirituality Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Wednesday afternoon, July 24th, 2024, and we have a lineup of religion and spirituality headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Site-led church LED display, lighting up the sacred space and leading a new visual experience. Site-led church LED display screens enhance the religious atmosphere by displaying high-quality images and videos, improving information transmission with real-time content, promoting interaction through interactive events, and presenting diverse event formats. The SLD Series Rental LED Display by Site-led, winner of the IF Design Award 2023, offers pixel pitch options from 1.953 millimeters to 4.81 millimeters, dual maintenance options, high refresh rates, and a 3-year warranty. With lightweight, portable design, and flexible maintenance options, the SLD series is ideal for churches of all sizes. Featuring high-definition picture quality, stable operation, and worry-free service with a 3-year warranty and spare parts, Site-led continues to set new standards in the LED display market. For more information, visit www.site-led.com or contact Sales Director Jing Liu at +86 137 6017 6613.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Religion and Spirituality Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.